relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate, this that podcast, folk. Those in the know, Batman versus Iron Man, how would it go? We talking one of a kind, collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't repping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening, but damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made, but I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Figure Booth here, where we talk about the modern day collector and the ups and downs that we all go through. We share our plastic confessions. We go through pre-orders. We do interviews with those in the toy community. I'm your host, Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined by none other, my friend, co-host, FigureFan underscore Nate.
Yes, hello everybody, and welcome to The Figure Booth. You've reached episode 91, which we're calling Collective Resolutions.
Hey, and it's our Christmas special, if you didn't tell by the hat. It's a special hat. This time. Different.
I didn't get the memo on the hat, but Prime's representing for the both of us. And I think he's got a little bit of garland showing over there as well. So
it's a little mini Christmas tree for the, you know, very Festivus.
Yeah, he's Festivus for the rest of us. But yeah, man, I can't believe it. It's end of...
That's it. 2023.
So our last episode of 2024.
Episode of 2023.
Yeah, our last episode of the year. So we figured we'd focus on, you know, we did this, I think something similar last year, where we focus on New Year's resolutions, kind of a recap of what's gone on so far this year. And then what are we thinking for the future? Like, what are we looking forward to for 2024? Yeah. What are some new things that we haven't, and that haven't been announced that maybe might be coming?
Yeah.
So yeah, we wanted to kind of cover that. And if you guys haven't checked us out in a while, make sure you're subscribed first and foremost. Otherwise, what are you doing with your lives? Make sure you hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we post new episodes or go live. And while you're there, you can check out our last episode called Best of the Booth, episode 90, where we talked about our top five figures of 2023. And yes, it was at the beginning of December, and we understand figures come out until the end of December. But we liked those figures.
I'm still waiting on stuff to get to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. It depends on where you, like, how lucky you are. Are you getting your figures on time? Are you waiting for Mezco to ship stuff? I feel bad because I'll get a figure in the mail, and Prime's like, what the hell, man? I haven't even received a notification yet.
Yeah, so... I don't want to go on a rant, but I feel like you just
do it.
You hit a button. It really, this month, it didn't matter where I ordered from, whether it was Mezco, Entertainment Earth, you know, the guys on IG that have their own setup. It didn't really matter who I ordered from, because whether it was like Mezco or someone smaller, like the packages still haven't gotten to me. And I get it. Like, it's the Christmas time, so there's like a ton of stuff in transit, because even things that I've purchased for, like, as gifts, and I bought, like, well ahead, like I bought early in the month, as soon as, like, you know, Thanksgiving's over, I'm like already trying to get all my Christmas shopping done, because I know delays, you know, back orders, stuff sells out, whatnot. But smart stuff man. Is just like barely trickling. Like, I'm still getting some Christmas gifts delivered, like, as of Friday, maybe Saturday, where now it's like the tracking hasn't moved, and I'm like, what gives? It's been sitting there for like 10, like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, now I'm about to, you know, go to my macaroni art and turn in a this is you, and here's a card, and I had to make it like really quick. I spent 3 hours on this. No, but it's crazy. So still waiting on JLA, still waiting on my Fantastic Four set, still waiting on my Gaslight Batman. And then you've seen all these pictures everywhere, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to Ross. I'm gonna get the $5.99 figures for now and just hold me over till I get the good stuff.
It's the world punishing you for your amazing Ross gets lately. So it's like, you know, this guy's had enough Ross. We're gonna make him wait for the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, I guess. And I was talking to Bearded and he was like, dude, you're getting some killer stuff. I'm like, it's fun because I think it's really gotten me back into the hunt. Mm-hmm. And I'm not hunting for nothing crazy. It's not like exclusive figures or hard to find figures. It's just fun to walk in and you see a massive amount of toys. Like, it reminds me of like back in the day, you know? Yeah. And yeah, sure, you'll come across some killer deals. And but one thing, like I've seen a lot of like talk on other channels and even different individuals on within the socials, right? They're saying like, oh, is this the game changer? Is this gonna you know, what type of impact is Ross and these other stores are going to have on the toy community? But these figures, a lot of them, they're like 2 years old. Like, there isn't nobody waiting on Ross for the latest Legends. Like,
no,
if that's what your game plan is, like, good luck. You're going to be like literally the last kid on the block with the latest wave, you know, like Bonebreaker, that was like 2 years ago, you know? So a lot of these Legends and all these figures, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to change that big of a deal, because one, they're super late, but then two, it's only around Christmas. Like, you know, we've talked about this in our life. This isn't going to be like an all year round thing. You are you kidding me? Like, you go in there, you see these Ross employees, they're pissed. They're like, man, we got toys, and a lot of it, like, now a lot of it is crap. Like, it's just stuff that hasn't even been able to sell, and they have it $5.99. Like, you still see the figures, you know, and not even figures, just toys in general. There's like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, when you see a figure that has been marked down to $5.99 that is still a peg warmer,
yeah,
that's a bad sign. That figure's not going anywhere. And yeah, you're right. I don't think these Ross deals are going to continue past the end of the year. I think this is an end of the year sprint for them to try to, you know, bolster their revenue. Yeah. We see this a lot with a lot of companies like Prime's talking about. We're kind of seeing like an onslaught of deals, and
it makes sense. You know, like, sales. They want to get rid of inventory, they want to make room for the new stuff. The 2024 is around the corner. There's a bunch of new stuff that's going to be hitting the shelves. Like, they need to make, and you can tell, like, one of the Ross's I went to, they had at one point like six foot tables all like full of toys. Now they've condensed them down to three, and then like they're starting to put back like their houseware stuff or some of the like home decor stuff. So it's like slowly already transitioning back to like, okay, let's get rid of all this crap. Now they have it to like just one at one single corner. And, you know, a lot of them, they end up on the floor and stuff, but it's a lot of like baby stuff now. So a lot of the action figures and things, at least for one particular Ross that I go to, it's like, you can see it's already dwindling down. I'm like, oh, okay, this one's going to be taken off the list. Cause, you know, it's just, I just wonder, what do they do with it afterwards? Like, that still, they still had a lot of like, you know, baby toys and stuff. So it's like, what do you want to do with that?
Yeah, that would be interesting to know. Like, what does Ross do with the stock that they don't sell? Like, where does it go after Ross? Mm-hmm. Like, I hope it doesn't get thrown out. I hope it gets like donated at least.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Like, there's a lot of places I could think of that could benefit from that type of stuff. But yeah, no, it's funny how people, I think, either A, like we've talked about, new collectors coming into the game, they see all this Ross pandemonium, and you see people posting, and it's funny because like the season collectors, they're like, hey, don't be posting your Ross hauls like it's something to brag about. Like,
yeah,
like you're getting 2-year-old figures and it's $6, you know? So I don't know.
Throwing shade maybe a little bit. Like, I don't want to see your hauls because maybe I can't get the same thing, or I bought it at retail.
Or because I've had it for 2 years already. Yeah, I bought it at retail.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And that's always like, you remember
don't,
that.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
No, but I could see it like, you know, it's like, oh, look, I remember this being like, like in junior high where I wasn't heavy into like jerseys and sports, where like basketball jerseys were really in, like everybody was a Warriors fan, or, you know, I've always been a Niners fan, but I wasn't really heavy into like, oh, sporting the player's jersey. But I remember it's like, if you didn't get that season's jersey or those colors, like they're like, oh, that player's not even on the team. Like, that's what I feel. It's like some of these collectors are posting their hauls. You're like, you're posting about a wave that came out 2 years ago. Like, we're on to the new void wave, or the, I don't know, whatever fucking waves we're on right now. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not current with the Legends enough to be like, oh, I need to get this wave, only because that price point and for what they come with, to me, it's not worth it. I'm not willing to pay retail for just a figure and like two pair of hands. Like, it's really hard. It has to be a character I super duper like for me to get it. But I think that when I see it, that's what it reminds me of. It's like when kids would get picked on, or like, you know, other people would be picking on them, like, oh, you got that. That's like an old ass jersey. Like, that dude's not even on the team anymore. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Oh, no, it totally makes sense. Yeah. It's just like people trying to throw shade either. I don't know. For whatever reason.
Regardless, right?
There's this, for whatever yeah, this reason. Weird jealousy that takes place in the collecting world. And like they have to justify it by putting you down in a way or making it seem yeah. less impactful. Like, just be happy for people. If yeah. you got it for retail, then this is a lesson to yourself. Maybe wait until the end of year next time. You know, don't yeah. hate Josh because yeah. he's taking advantage and getting all the great deals.
Well, be happy well, for no people like saying, that. That's yeah, awesome. Yeah. Or the
I'm just saying as an example, like you know. Bucks.
Oh yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Josh's not giving direct shade. I'm just, hey, you know, if there's people out there that you're seeing getting these amazing deals, and sometimes I see like even Mike, you know. He deals with it too because he goes and hunts and
yeah.
he gets like first dibs at stuff yeah. and people for some reason want to no, send some him some hate. Me,
like, hey, if you find it, like, I don't mind paying for shipping because even still, like, some of these figures yeah. you can still find at retail, like GameStop and stuff, but you're going to pay the $25 if you find it at Ross. Like, I found someone an extra Mystique and I'm going to ship it to him. But nice. So like, yeah, I'm fine paying that, you know, cause it still ends up being what, $12, I think, for the figure. Mm-hmm. It was like $6 for the fig and then another $5-$6 to ship it. So, hey, either way,
it's a better deal. And even the people that, you know, are turning mm-hmm. around and trying to sell them for like $15, like a get that some people think they're trying to scalp, but I mean, it's really not that big of a markup, you know, I guess maybe if they're including shipping, yeah. that would be a good deal, but. You're still getting it below retail. Just
the, when you get to, yeah, you get it below retail. But I think some people were like, it was like 15 for the figure plus shipping. So it's like you're already marking oh, yeah. it up three times the amount. That's where I was That's like, true. You're tripping. Like, yeah. Colossal Customs, he wanted me to get him this Boba Fett, Book of Boba. I kept seeing him. And then he finally, mm-hmm. he's like, hey, if you see him next time, like, you know, get it for me. I'm like, yeah. I told him, shipping's going to be $30 though. I'm gonna flat out $30 shipping.
Of course, I'm just it's a figure that you.
But then, of course, I didn't
see a ton, and then all of a sudden, well, he's gone.
I was, yeah. Now he's gone because then I've hit up and then he hit me up the other day and he's like, hey, and I'm like, I haven't seen him anymore. He's like, of course. I'm like, you should not say anything. You should just. I was about to buy him, but then I'm like, I don't do Star Wars anymore. Like, I'm really not trying. Like, I've been seeing the Ahsoka figure, and I've really been wanting to pick her up, but I was like, I like the show. And the figure looks really good, but I'm like, what am I gonna do with one Ahsoka figure? Like,
yeah.
So I said no. I was like, no, just say no to a good deal. Sometimes you just gotta say no.
That's true. You know, I love Star Wars. I choose not to collect any of the Star Wars figures though. You know, it's like, you gotta learn to Prime's point, just say no.
I think that's what, you know, that's what full circle is like, that's what we have to look back at. You're a year in collecting and then well, did you stick to your resolution? Probably not. The budget booth went out the first month. But did you venture into new lines? Did you just acquire a bunch of stuff in the last month because it was hella cheap? Maybe. But it did give me a chance to try some figs that were like on my list. But I told myself, if I see them cheap, I'll buy them. And then the G.I. Joe thing, that really... I mean, you know, I was already collecting Joes. But this, I think, just... got me even more into it where I was like, God, I feel like I was in the quicksand. I was trying to get out and now I'm like waist deep into the G.I. Joe quicksand.
I feel like one thing I saw with you is that you got really a lot more focused in what you wanted and what you didn't want. Like you sold a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you're getting rid of a lot of your mm-hmm. legends and things that have just kind of been sitting yeah. around. And you did start to invest yep. more into Joe's before Ross. And then the Ross thing kind of just snowballed it, you know?
True that. Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, I'm already collecting it, so yeah, might as well get the good deals.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, yeah. And
so I think it got rid of like worked out
kind of legends. Well.
Yeah. And I got rid of a lot of stuff too, you know, this year, which was one of my resolutions was to slim down the collection because I always mm-hmm. feel like I have too much. You know, we talk about that all the time. And I know it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse, but it's just something I'm conscious about a lot. Like I've got too much as it is, and I don't want to keep adding to it. So. Yeah. I get a lot of people asking me, are you going to get this? Are you going to get that? And most of the time I'm like, well, probably not. You know, there are things I will get, but I'm much more selective now, I think, than I used to be. Mm-hmm.
I think you get to a certain season of being a collector where you're like, okay,
yeah,
space is not infinite when it comes to a collector, depending on how big of an area you have dedicated to your collection, or if you have, like, you know, your whole full place of living.
Like, exactly. The minute
you step in, it's just figures. So,
right. Yeah. And you hear a lot of people on different streams saying, like, I can't even walk in here, or I didn't want to show you guys the ground because I got boxes all over the place. Like, that stresses me out. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like, if I get my room, and I, you know, this room is really the main room that I have all my stuff, and it is starting to kind of like burst at the seams. So I'm like, this is stressing me out a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I got to cut back even more. And I feel like, you know, when 2021, 2022 felt a bit slower, maybe from a figure perspective, because things were getting delayed. We weren't getting stuff. 2023 is kind of like that slow return to normal. And I feel like in 2024, it's going to be even more crazy. Right. Because we've just seen so many different pre-orders and teases and lots of stuff from Toy Fair, and a lot of companies are expanding what they're doing, and it's just, I feel like 2024 is going to be even crazier than 2023. So having resolutions in place is really important as you get into the new year, because, you know, not to say, hey, don't collect, and, you know, obviously the budget thing is not always a popular topic, but right now is a good time to try to budget for that next year. And, you know, try to gauge, how much did I spend this year? Or how many figures did I buy? How many figures am I trying to buy next year? You know, having some kind of goal in place.
And that's tough.
Just so you can kind of keep yourself in check.
Yeah, because staying away from Legends and just focusing like on either imports or higher premium figures, if, you know, that's the best kind of word I can choose from. You're looking at anywhere from like 80 to, let's say an average is $100 price point, right? So in a year, you're going to get 12 figures. You're probably going to get more. That's what you're already spending, $1,200. That's the crazy part, where sometimes either if you are into Mezco, or not even Mezco, but just that price point, we're talking like between $80 to $120, you could get two or three figures in a month. So I can, you know, I found myself, I'm like, oh, two Mezcos hit. Oh, then my Mafex hit. I'm like, oh, great. Like, now, like, my two G.I. Joes I pre-ordered. I'm like, oh, great. And that was almost, we're almost at $400. Like, that's crazy. And it's only, you know, month number one. So I think one of the years where I tried to do like this budget, I was like, oh, I'm going to stay under $2,000 for the year. But then as you break that down, I was like, oh, it's month three. And I'm like at $1,800.
I'm already at $2,000.
Because the pre-orders. I think for 2024, I'm really going to stay away from pre-orders as much as I can. Like, I'm going to be super selective. Because even with the last couple of Mezco drops, I've like completely stayed away. Mm-hmm. Only because I hate when it's like going to take longer than a year, or if it's not going to ship within. And the things that have shipped right away, they haven't been mic'd up with tea, like the Quaker Oat guy. Like, I was feeling him at first, but then I saw him and I was like, nah, I'm not the pass.
Quaker Oat guy. He's talking about Vex. If you guys missed our last episode, Quaker Oat man with the long socks. But yeah, like,
so,
and I feel like,
I don't like that. I like having my leg tied up.
Yeah, the Mezco race, meaning trying to secure Mezco figures, used to be, it feels like a lot tougher than it is now. Nowadays, if you don't get a standard figure on pre-order, there's a good chance you're going to find, you know, BBTS or Entertainment Earth or One Stop Toy Shop will have them in stock. So it's really not a risk.
Yeah.
The main stuff I think I focus on from Mezco Direct are the exclusives. But even that, I've been trying to like cut back a lot on.
Oh, yeah.
Because to your point, you're tying up money for 1-2 years if you like to pay up front like I do. And I know Prime does sometimes. So that's money I've already, you know, kind of put out there. And, you know, that when we talk about a budget, if I'm trying to keep a specific amount for the year, I'm accounting for that. Mm-hmm. And then I don't get it for 2 years.
Yep.
But yeah, to your point, even if you buy, if you buy like one $80 figure every single month, that's almost $1,000. You're talking about like $960. And then if you, you know, I know there's some of you out there like, well, I don't collect Mezco, so that's not me. If you collect like Legends, if you collect four Legends in a month, that's the price of a Mezco, or even more so.
Yeah.
So let's say you do four per month, you're still at $1,000. And I think even
four, six figures, I think so.
Yeah, six figures in a wave, and four is really pretty modest. I'm being generous, I think, because we all know there's times where a month, we'll collect a lot more than four or five because there's good deals or an entire wave has come in. You know, I got a Cosmic Legions wave this year that was 12 figures at once in 1 month. You know, there you go. Boom, there goes that budget right out the door.
That should have been your year.
Yeah, exactly. If I was sticking to my original budget, that would have been close to my year. You know, it's not like that thing you have to be religious about. We're just saying, trying to set some goals or at least have visibility into what you're bringing in the door versus, you know, what you're expecting to bring in the door. Are you bringing in what you expect? Are you spending the amount of money that you want to spend? Awesome. Cool. Then you're probably in the right spot. But if you feel like, okay, me and my wife are fighting a lot, or me and my significant other are fighting a lot because she thinks I'm collecting too much, there might be, you know, a collecting problem. And I think you got to realize that, like, okay, I'm going a little too crazy. I'll back it off a bit. But, you know, everybody's
situation is different. If you walk into your home and it's like an intervention, then you know you got a problem.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, it's not my birthday, sit down. Sit down, Nate. Yeah. It's, we're here to talk to you about your plastic addiction.
You got a stack of Mezco boxes. Your wife's sitting there with her arms crossed, tapping her foot.
It's just like Mezco, BBTS. Yeah, bro. Like every
Josh, can you sit down for a second? You need to talk.
Don't sit on that box. That box from Entertainment Earth. Sit on the other box.
Yeah. Oh wait, not that one. That's valuable. No. Thank you.
There's too many boxes in this house. Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's, and you know, I really applaud those collectors, and I really would like sometimes even the really expert toy photographers are really into like that one figure. And there's a couple of guys that come to mind, but you know, I see their post and it's like that one figure for maybe like a month, and I'm like, damn, they're really enjoying the shit out of this figure, whether it's a Marvel Legend or Mezco. I'm like, huh. And they're not constantly posting their hauls, but they're focused on like the art behind it. I think sometimes as a collector, I know for me, I tend to lose that aspect where I'm like, oh, I just want to like accumulate a lot of figures instead of just really enjoying them. And I think that's really hard, being a minimalist and then still consider yourself a collector, because you feel like you're out of the loop, or you're losing steam from the race because you can't compete with everybody, because you're seeing everyone post, like, you know, people are just posting new waves that just got announced and they're dropping right now, even though some people are like, oh, these are going to be like my top figures for maybe 2024, but they're already hitting people's hands like these last few days. So it's crazy that it puts that type of pressure where you're like, damn, I just got this new Joe, but now I got to switch gears and now I got to jump back into Legends. I think that's really tough. And that is something for like 2024, where I'm like, beyond just staying in your lane and just really like, okay, even though this figure is like 2 years old, or maybe this is the one figure I bought at the beginning of the month and I'm still messing with them, I'm going to stick with it just because, you know, I'm having so much fun with it.
Right. No, that's really important. Like, a lot of us kind of forget to appreciate what we have, and we're always concerned about like, okay, I got it. What's the next thing? I got it. What's the next thing? Yeah. But you're not even like, are you opening up what you're getting? Are you appreciating them? You know, are you messing with them? Are you just getting it, throwing into a box, and then going out and get the next thing?
Yeah.
Appreciating the collection, I think, is really huge. And if there is like a specific series or a particular line that you're really into, maybe focus on just collecting that, or, you know, getting more involved in that line a certain way. Or if there's like a new line that you want to get into, think about like, okay, what can I trade off? What's something that I'm collecting that I'm not really interested in? Or what are some stuff that maybe I could get rid of? And then I feel better about getting into this new line. That's what I try to do. You don't have to do that. I'm just saying, you know, I like to have some kind of trade-off so I don't feel like I keep adding. I'm managing it
for sure. A certain way. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then on the flip side.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, on the flip side, you know, discovering new lines is a big thing. Not just focusing on what you have, but like maybe start venturing out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
Lines that maybe you've been interested in, but you didn't want to take a plunge. Just try one. See if you like it. See if you don't. Mm-hmm. At least you can tell yourself like, hey, I explored it. It wasn't really for me, but I'm glad I checked it out. You know, I think there's ebbs and flows where people find a new line and then they want to collect everything. And to Prime's point, they're not really appreciating or even observing the figures they have, they're kind of like, well, now I'm behind and I got to get all of these figures to get caught up. But like, do you even really like the line? Just make sure you like it before you get so heavily invested.
And sometimes I've seen, like, to add to that is like, I've seen some collectors where they're spread out too thin. And I'm like, you're collecting so much. I don't even think you're enjoying what you're acquiring, because it's like one figure from one line and then another figure from a different line. Like, you know, and I've been in those shoes too, where one minute I was posting a Marvel Legend and the next minute it's like an import. And then that's when I really started getting to Mafex and Yamaguchi. And I was just like all over the fucking place. Like, you would look at my shelf and it'd be like some Legends and then Yamaguchi and then a Mafex. Then I started getting to Mezco. And then I was just like, what the hell? Like, it looked like someone threw up a buffet. And I'm like, okay, I need to like just trim down a ton of fat off my collection. And just so this way it's more streamlined, it gives me a peace of mind and doesn't make me feel like my collection is chaotic. Like, I don't know, I used to look at my, it was crazy. It was, my shelves were like just bursting at the seams, which now I've, like, you know, back to what you were mentioning earlier, I sold a ton of my Legend stuff, which a lot of it was older. I think what I really focused on was just either some of the army building that I had done, and then just teams. Yeah. And I really kept it to like specific teams. Any extra characters, like, I mean, I was giving these Legends dirt cheap. And I got rid of a ton. I got rid of a bunch of stuff where I've come back and I'm like, oh, I feel so much better. That weight's off my shoulders. I got a ton of free space in my workshop where I had like the detofs that were empty before they broke. But now I'm only down to, I think, one detof, which is fine, because now I'm not, you know, I'm getting away from the detofs. I'm going to hopefully in the next couple of weeks be building some shelves back here and bringing more of my collection up into the booth, so that way I can show it off to you guys. And maybe we can do some like room display videos. I know a lot of people really dig that, and maybe some room tour videos or something like that. But yeah, bring in more of my collection up here, because I had a buddy who's like, dude, you got a bunch of sleepers and you don't show it off. I'm like, I don't, because I enjoy it in a much more private setting, but I don't I don't have the time to take pictures. So I don't have the time to, but maybe, you know, if I bring them up here, because a lot of them are in my workshop area. So if I bring them up here, maybe I'll be able to mess with them more. So yeah, that's the goal for 2024, is, you know, getting to show off my collection a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, because I think being able to appreciate it is just as important as collecting it, because it's like you put all this effort into getting things and acquiring figures, and then we don't put that same amount of effort into, you know, displaying it and appreciating it. I'm the same way, where I'm not always the best about displaying my stuff, but, you know, I think that's part of, sometimes you'll, you know, you'll dig into the box and you're like, oh, I forgot I even had this, you know, and that's kind of sad too. Like, something's been in the box long enough to where I forgot about it, you know. And I think documenting the collection is maybe sometimes a good idea. Not like you have to photograph everything and, you know, take all these extensive notes, but at least have an idea of like what's in a box, you know. Like, sometimes when I put my boxes together, I like to put maybe like something on top that's like just a quick list, includes this. And that way I don't have to dig through the entire box. I know it's in there. Or you can put it on the front of the box or something. Just so I have an idea of what's in what, so I'm not constantly searching around. And that also lets me understand, like, okay, this is how much total stuff that I have, and this is how much I have of all these different lines. So at least I can keep a gauge. Is it increasing? Is it decreasing?
That's a good way.
I think documenting sometimes is a good idea, like collector's journal, I don't know, some kind of Excel spreadsheet. It didn't have to be anything fancy, but just something where you're tracking what's coming in the door. And then that also helps with the organization, to Prime's point. You know, like, you can start organizing it based off, okay, I know I have this much stuff of Mezco or this many Legends. So if I make a detolf, I can probably fit this many figures. I could probably get my entire collection in there. You know, that kind of thing. Unless you have people like Mario that come over and start destroying your detolfs, you know, then that's going to ruin your ability to present.
Don't invite Mario to your place.
Yeah. If you want to keep your stuff in one piece, don't invite Mario. That's what Prime's going to say.
Nice.
But yeah, I love that idea, man. It's focusing on not only the being responsible about acquiring stuff, but also being responsible about displaying stuff and how, you know, your appreciation of it, that kind of thing.
And you I think know, another like, thing is, I think so. I would say something that you had mentioned is like how we came back to the norm. You can tell by all the latest streams that like Hasbro has done, the Mezco Con, you know, they've done their own just revealing teasers for 2024. It's going to be a crazy year for collectors right off in the first quarter, you know, and the distribution starting to pick up when we least expect it. You know, I think with all the delays, that's kind of behind us now. And we're seeing that things are getting to us quicker. You know, everyone got that his tank as soon as once shipping notices were sent out, like people had those in hand within a week or so. And it's crazy where you start thinking these HasLabs, for example, you're like, oh, I'm not going to see it. And then a couple months pass by and then boom, we have it in hand where it was like, damn, this was already a year ago. And you know, it's insane where now vehicles are starting to become the norm from different companies, and some do the crowdfunding, others are able to offer it just without having to do the crowdfunding, and they just offer it just like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's insane where now the age of collecting and the accessories, the plethora of what we can do with our collections and where we've seen it. Like it's, I don't think we would have gotten here this quick, seeing all the pains and hurdles we had to go through the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people started to kind of assume that what we were experiencing the last couple of years was going to be the new norm going forward. But I don't, you know, to Prime's point, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we're going to get back to quicker releases. I don't think we're going to see another 89 Batman from Mezco situation where it was almost 3 years, more than 3 years old, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. It was about 3 years. Yeah. A little over 3 years. But, you know, like this year, we got 89 Batman, but then within a couple months, that Batmobile, that Toddy Mac, and then all of a sudden you had your 89 Batman and a 1/12 scale Batmobile. Yeah. It was just like, that was peanut butter and jelly right there. Like, it was like perfect timing.
Yeah, it's almost like they were talking to each other because it was really weird timing how
and for like under $100.
Yeah,
$100 you got a Batmobile.
And then you get two versions of it, right? Like they gave you the shiny version, they give you the matte version, and you even have the McFarlane.
And it's still available. It's still available on Amazon. Like when it first came out, it was dried up. People were scalping it. It was really hard. Then he re-released it he re-released it according to the feedback, which I always give kudos to Toddy Mac. He does somewhat listen. He doesn't listen on the scale, but listens on the other stuff. And you know, the reissue, it's still up there on Amazon because I know it's on my cart. And I was like, hey, are you gonna freaking buy this or what? It's gone down 2 cents, or it's gone up 3 cents. Yeah. It like keeps going up and down a couple of pennies.
An item in your cart has gone on sale.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, oh, it's only like 10
cents. 2 cents.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. You know, I feel like it is going to start ramping up quite a bit more. And that's why I think 2024 is going to be one of the craziest figure years for sure. Oh, yeah. Bigger shelves, bigger detox.
Vehicles. It's going to be dominated by vehicles.
Yeah. We need to take the Customs by Machu route and just create studios for our collection. That's it. That guy is pro status. Ooh, he's already ahead studios. Of the game.
Studios by Customs by Machu.
Yes, he's going to come and custom build.
Send me the blueprint, Matt. Send me the blueprint.
The blueprints. Give me the blueprints.
And then I'll have 78 build it for
you. Don't. 78 maybe. I thought you were going to say 796. Yeah. I was like, no.
No, he'll break it for me. I'm like, hey, I need to demolish this wall. 796, come and break everything. And then 78, like I'll just... It's not like I'm calling out code numbers. Morse code.
Yeah. 78 is the architect. We'll let you handle the complex.
796 is what's the freaking from? Oh my god, Devastator from
Devastator. Yeah, he'll come and demolish for sure. A couple other things that we want to talk about maybe for resolution before we move on. Another thing I think would be cool for people to get more into if you've been, you know, we talk about a lot. You know, Prime's more of a customizer than me. Prime can make his own stuff. I wish I was more like that. So I think more do-it-yourself things, more customization. You know, I would love to be more creative with my figures and, you know, kind of customizing them. And that's something I think I've always wished I was a bit better at. So I think in 2024, I might focus on that a bit more.
There you go.
And, I joke around with Sharpies a lot, but definitely not using Sharpies, trying to do something a bit more. But you know, my wife's really creative and I don't utilize her. So I think maybe she can help me out with customizing and stuff.
She is. She makes a bunch of like pottery stuff and miniature stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's good at painting. Into that. Yeah, she's good at painting, crafting, and I don't utilize the talent. So that might be a good thing.
Put some pressure on her. She'll stand behind her and be like, paint those head sculpts, wifey. Yeah,
exactly. You will do it.
Do it.
And then the last thing I think is attending more conventions, right? Like I didn't get to really go to any conventions last year. I definitely want to go to at least one. I would love to meet up with Prime at some point at a convention like DesignerCon or SDCC or something like that would be sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that if you guys are listening and you haven't gone to convention, you really owe yourself to try out a convention. It is a whole different experience. And being able to meet members of the community in person is just really fun. That makes the whole experience. And, you know, it's just you got to do it. You got to try it at least once.
Yeah, for sure.
Just pick a convention that appeals to you, you know, just try it out 1 year. You may hate it. You may like it. And you can at least say, hey, I did it. It wasn't for me or it was for me. I'm going to do it again. But if you guys haven't tried an event convention, I really encourage you to go out there and do that because it's just going to make you appreciate the hobby even more.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously for us, another resolution is more guests. We want to have more guests from different members of the community, people we haven't had on before. You know, if you guys that are listening want a specific guest or you've been hoping that we'd have somebody on, we've had suggestions like this in the past, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we're providing guests that you guys are interested, that you want to listen to. So as you're listening to this and you're hitting that like button because you loved the episode, make sure to leave a comment below and let us know who you want to see on the figure booth. And we will make an effort to get them on the show.
Yeah. Who you want to see, right. What you want to see more of. Maybe you want us to tackle other stuff. I'm open to it all.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys want us to get into, I don't know, figure reviewing or something, tell us.
Yeah.
And as we're talking about it, don't forget, one of the first things we're going to do in 2024 is the figure booth tour.
Where's he at?
So we talked about this on our live. We talked about it in our prior episode. We've got an Outback from a lot of our Ross finds lately, which he's gonna travel the world. And we've already got some people that are interested. The idea is to send Outback here into the world so you guys can take pictures of him, maybe add some customization or some accessory or whatever you want to him, take a photo, and then we send it off to the next person. And eventually he comes back to me and Josh. We can go through the photos on air on an episode, kind of see all the different places this thing has gone, and then maybe choose somebody as a winner of this figure booth tour.
That'd be cool.
Or I have a figure, you know, from one of our favorite pictures or something like that. And then you win a figure because you participated. So if you guys are interested, you can send us a DM. We'll probably make a post about it here soon or throw something in our story. But we'll be starting that here relatively shortly. We're going to wait to get some more submissions. Obviously it's not even 2024 yet. So probably in Q1 of 2024, you guys will see that. Sure. And we'll be doing more different varied things throughout the year. That's one of our resolutions here on the figure booth. So as we're talking about 2024, let's talk about some figure predictions. What are some things that we think are going to be dropping here soon? And me and Prime have taken some some different lines. What are some things that we think we're going to get from that line? Let's start with maybe one of our favorite lines that me and Josh share. It's Mezco.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to start with? Like just figures?
Let's do a recap of Mezco. And I think this year, even though they frustrated the shit out of me, they really sucked me back in during their RumbleCon. And they started revealing all these figures. Like what they revealed just in that RumbleCon, for Rumble Society, we had Red Eye Knight Gomez, right? It was that Jedi Sith looking Gomez. They revealed the vehicle, the Rumbler. That was insane. Mm-hmm. I think everyone, you know, got their socks blown off. Then they had
the Rumblers at the big vehicle, right? The big, kind of like military looking Humvee type thing.
Yeah. And it had Death Adder on there. Not Death Adder. The snake. Is that the snake's guy's name?
Yeah. No. Death Adder.
Death Adder. Oh, And then they had like a Gomez, which it looked like one of the Commander Gomez, but it could have been a different, maybe a Gomez that comes with the Rumbler. Who knows? There's a lot of speculation on that. And then they had like this dude that looked like, his name is Olumuruk. He looks like Bendis, the Tectonic dude, but he's Void's. Looks like he's going up against the Void.
He's kind of like the Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, he's kind of like the Darth Vader.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull up some photos of what we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, they revealed a lot of crazy
stuff. Yeah, and then Crab Louie. Yeah, it's on their. Yeah, if you pull up their IG page, we'll get their IG page up. Crab Louie, which again, they were just a couple. Yeah, this guy, Olumuruk. That looks pretty impressive.
Olumuruk. Yeah, he's a hard one to pronounce. A lot of vowels in that name. Olumuruk. He's really cool. And he looks kind of like bug style, which is cool. Following like the Gomez theme. He's got multiple eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of the Craig like the style. Yeah. Yeah. I like what's going on here with like his suit. It looks like he's got some kind of like vinyl striping, and then he's got an armor piece on top.
Yep. It looks like his hand lights up. Or it could be glow in the dark. It could be either a light up or a glow in the dark. But yeah, it looks cool. And again, I almost kind of forgot about these. And I was like, man, Rumble Society is going to be pretty big in 2024.
Yeah, seriously.
Like this,
you think they're 2023, gonna expand we only got on Void.
I think they'll probably drop one or two, like they'll drop the sketch to go with the Void. And then that they, you know, the Red Eye Knight Gomez. Like, we don't know, is he going to be a good guy or bad guy? Or it's just a Gomez. And then, that right there, that looks really cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more.
This so it's is, like they're expanding cool that Void Cadet universe.
Yeah, the Void Cadet universe is definitely going to be growing. The Red Eye Knight, kind of like their version of a Sith of, you know, the Jedi, which is Void Strike, or Void Cadet Gomez, excuse me. And then even like a Darth Vader figure here. So we may see more from this. You know, what else could they add into this? That is kind of like Star Wars. Maybe like a Han Solo type Gomez, you know, like
a, yeah, or like a Chewie.
Yeah, like a Chewie style. That'd be cool. Bounty Hunter style Gomez, you know, sort of like a Boba Fett-ish.
Oh, something like a Boba Fett? That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I could see a lot of different stuff coming from this. So, and they don't, it seems like with Mezco, with Gomez, other than things like Commander Gomez, this is the second one that they've really started expanding. Because a lot of times just one and done Gomez and then they move on.
Right.
So the fact that they're adding more to this makes me feel like they're going to try to build more of their universes a bit more.
Well, like with Commander Gomez, they eventually revealed his team, right? Death Adder was one of them. And then
that's true, yeah.
You got a couple other ones that we're still waiting on. So I'm thinking they could possibly do the same thing for Void Cadet. Like maybe there's other space cadets on his crew that could be, you know, they love doing this whole animal thing where it's like you got Death Adder, he's like a snake. Death Adder, but now in space. Like I could see him doing something like that.
Yeah, or other members of the Void Strike team, you know, to your point. Maybe you got a Death Adder Void Strike. Yeah. Figure.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're gonna see, you know, Clint McGluffin as a Void Strike member at some point.
You and that Clint McGluffin, man. Yeah. Well, Captain Neo in space.
Yeah, right. I want
Diplodamus. Diplodamus. Diplodamus, yeah.
Yeah. Diplodamus is who I want. He was my original vote. You know, they gave us Death Adder, Diplodamus, and Clint McGluffin. And I voted for Dippo. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him yet. I really hope they give us Dippo because I really want him. And
I voted for Death Adder and I didn't pick him up.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't pick him up. I was like,
you wasted your vote. You should have picked
him up. I voted for Death Adder. Damn you. I voted for Death Adder. And then when they showed him, I'm like, yes. And then he went up and I was like,
nah. Yeah, I'm okay. Somebody else can take that.
I don't know. It's like, yeah.
That's true. They took a long time and you kind of just lost your interest. It took a while. So. But I feel like if they're going to add a Rumbler, they got to be adding more to
that. Gomez is, that's a new head. I haven't seen that head.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I feel like this might be a new Gomez. I don't know if he came with the gold Commander Gomez or not, because he kind of had like a comic-y Mm-mm. style head.
He did, but it was his skin tone was like more brownish.
More brownish, yeah.
So like you know so how they did the Void Cadet. Gomez. Yeah, you know how they did the Void or the Void. They came with the mech and the Gomez. I can see them doing mm-hmm. Rumbler and then Gomez, and then they'll sell the Gomez for sure. by himself. But that man, this Rumbler looks badass. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the times with their when they release a vehicle, it comes with a figure. So I think this will at least come with one figure, which is probably the new Gomez that we're talking about here.
And so we can anticipate same price point, $350.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to predict. This thing looks. I guess it depends if the door's open. Is it detailed on the inside? Or is it just like an external thing? You know, it seems like it opens up because you got Death Adder in the turret seat and you got a Gomez in the driver's seat. So it probably does. I think 350 is not out of the realm of possibility. It's a big vehicle. 350 does seem kind of a lot though, but I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to predict.
But look at that mech. That mech was really huge. And then when you really, once you saw it in hand stuff, it's like, okay, 350, that makes sense. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right there, Crab Louie.
Yeah,
Crab Louie. Biker Gomez. Yeah,
yeah. This Biker Gomez. You know, we're talking about what's going to be coming for 2024. They've already shown off two vehicles. I feel like vehicles is going to be more of a focus. Yeah. And at one point in time, if you have been a Mezco collector for a while, they teased a Mezco Batmobile.
Yeah,
like a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that thing never came to fruition. Never came out. I've never seen anything else about it. But I feel like if they're going to keep doing more vehicles, we might see that Batmobile resurface at some point.
Yeah.
Might not come out in 2024, but we might get like a tease. In
or a Batmobile, released. Especially if they're redoing everything. But man, this Biker Gomez. Oh, man. This is definitely tempting to at least snag two, depending on the price.
Yeah, he looks really cool. I do like this one a lot. And it's kind of cool how they're using the gray skin color Gomez that only came out on the Lone Roach.
Yep.
So one of my other predictions is that we'll see a new version of a Lone Roach.
Oh.
Because it's been so long and he's probably one of the most sought after Gomez figures.
Yeah. So yeah, him and like even just one the street agent or the original agent Gomez. Like so many people want that first agent.
That's Gomez. True. Yeah,
or the stealth ops Gomez. He's on that Punisher Netflix body. It's a horrible body.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Definitely more Gomez stuff. Definitely more Rumble. How about non-Rumble? What do you think?
It was funny because I was thinking and trying to do predictions. So I'm like, oh, we haven't seen any Gomez this year. But then as I started going through this, I'm like, man, they revealed a lot. So Rumble Society is going to be heavy for 2024. So let me like kind of shift gears. Like what's coming out from the Marvel side, like we have Kraven the Hunter movie dropping in 2024, which looks really, really good. I think Mezco, Kraven the Hunter, like inspired maybe from the movie or just their take. Yeah. If they were to give us a Kraven the Hunter, that's my one wish list, especially seeing some of the fur that they've done with Conan, I think, and that new body on the roadblock, they could do a really killer Kraven the Hunter. And the accessories, I know they would kill it. So for Marvel, I would want Kraven the Hunter from Mezco.
Yeah.
And then my next anticipation or guess would be a Nightcrawler from Mezco.
Nice. Those are solid predictions, actually. They make a lot of sense based on what they've done so far. Kraven the Hunter seems like that's definitely going to happen. Because
they can have a lot of fun with that.
He was in that game recently. He's going to be in his own movie next year.
Yeah.
At some point, we're probably going to see him in a Spider-Man movie because there is so much hype around Kraven. So, yeah, that's a good prediction.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think Kraven. I mean,
we got a killer Wolverine. We got a killer Gambit. They did Cyclops. I'm like, just keep going with the team. Give us a Nightcrawler. Put him on a Gomez body. You have those like those smoke effects that they've been using with all the Ninja Gomez and the Batman. And I have so many of those clamshell explosions. Those can be BAMFs for Nightcrawler.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Prime really thought about this. He's got some good predictions.
And then for DC, I've been saying this, but for DC, I just want Golden Age. I'm giving you Mezco a two pack. Give me a Golden Age Riddler and a Golden Age Robin. Boom.
Yep. Well, he stole one of mine. I was going to say Riddler. I really want a Riddler for DC because it just seems like a crime that we haven't had a Riddler yet in the Mezco style. It just seems like right up there.
You want the Jim Carrey Riddler, right? Suits.
No.
You want the Jim Carrey Riddler?
Maybe have the alternate outfit of a skin tight question mark suit. No,
the classic one.
Definitely from the 60s. Not. Yeah, give me the Val Kilmer Batman in the Riddler. Actually, no. What is it? The most who the hell played Two-Face?
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones, yes. Give me a Tommy Lee Jones and a Jim Carrey Riddler.
Oh wow.
I definitely don't want that, but
okay.
If we're getting crazy, then those are
let's get nuts predictions.
Those are.
I feel like we'll maybe see. There's more focus on the Bat family, so we got a Nightwing, we got Robin.
Yeah.
I feel like we're gonna see a Batgirl.
Ooh, at some I hope point. So. Yes,
I would really love to see a Batgirl, but if only if they give us a new Buck, because
yeah.
From what I've seen from the Fantastic Four set, it's still on the Catwoman body, which is hopefully disappointing.
Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen, is this supposed to be on the new Buck?
I don't know.
I know. That Sue Storm was a letdown.
The head sculpt
looks really good, but it's just like, come on, Mezco, quit messing.
They've invested so much in these new Bucks for like Gomez and even a lot of Roadblock is a great example.
Yeah, Roadblock.
This is what we want. Like, give us more of this.
Yeah.
And then they put the female stuff to the side. It's like their afterthought. It's just a weird thing. Like, even Legends has improved the female Bucks. Like, double jointed mm-hmm. elbows and more torso articulation. That's what we want. So I only want a Batgirl if it's going to be on a new and improved body. Another one I have, because we've been seeing some very different style figures from Mezco. Like, we saw they're going to do the Spirit at some point. They've done the Mask. Dick mm-hmm. Tracy's coming out. You may or may not remember this movie, but there's a movie called Dark Man, mm-hmm. which was with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, before he got taken.
Yeah, before he got taken. But I feel like Dark Man would be a cool kind of like cult style figure. Yeah, if you don't remember Dark Man, this is what the VHS cover looked like. It's one of those, you know, it's a cult classic movie. It's not a great movie. It's not Mm-mm. very well done. It's just entertaining. You know, it's a cool concept.
It's a jacked up story. Doesn't he get like, I forget the story, but isn't it almost like Taken? Like, doesn't he get messed up? And then
he gets like really messed up. And then they throw him into some kind of chemical. And then he starts getting these like powers. And he's all messed up. Like, his face is all burnt and scarred and nasty. But I think that would be a cool Mezco is a Dark Man. All right. So we'll move on from Mezco. I know we talked a lot about Mezco. What about like Legends? What are you thinking from Legends?
So I know it's like Wolverine's anniversary. X-Men Iceman is going to be huge in 2024. Oh, yeah. There's a ton of movies coming out. Well, not a ton, but we got Madam Web, we got Deadpool 3, Venom 3, Kraven the Hunter, and then like a bunch of Disney Plus shows, Echo, Marvel Zombies, Agatha, and then like this Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man show. So I think, you know, between Legends, there's a lot of they do MCU stuff and then half comic stuff or half. My biggest focus is like, I'm not a huge into MCU, even though some of the figures, they've been doing a killer job, but trying to stay in my own lane. Mm-hmm. I try not to pick up Disney Plus waves or MCU stuff, just really comic related stuff. The retro stuff, that's where they kill me. Like anything retro. And they've released some Spidey stuff, which I'm a big Spider-Man fan. So if they keep going, and I know since, you know, Dan's a big Spider-Man fan too, hopefully they keep plugging away at the Spidey retro. So if they do, these are my wishes for Marvel Legends retro Spidey. We need a Vulture on that retro card, that Vulture from the animated series. I don't want the VHS cel shaded one. Just give me a Vulture inspired from the animated series on that retro card. And then a J. Jonah. We don't have a J. Jonah from the animated series.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
J. Jonah Jameson would be great with like a desk accessory or something.
Yeah. And then I would love like a two-pack, or it could be part of the way, a Punisher and a Blade.
The nice
Blade would be animated, because I know they just came out with like the Marvel Knights, but more of an animated version. I don't need the cell shaded again, but just something that feels along that retro carded Toy Biz era, where they they did Blade, they did the Punisher inspired from the anime series, like that Peter Parker that they did with Smythe and Peter Parker. That was a really cool set. So if they were to do Punisher and Blade, that'd be awesome. And then here's a big wish for either a Build-A-Figure or a deluxe figure, would either give us a Spider Hulk or a Man Spider.
Spider Hulk would be cool.
Those were
Didn't we have a Spider Hulk? There was a Legends Spider Hulk.
Yeah. There was a Legend. I have him up here.
Oh shit. Prime actually has him. See, Prime has like so much gold in his collection that he doesn't show off.
I don't know if I could reach him.
Yeah. But yeah. I was gonna say he might fall on top of your head. And that shirt is killer, by the way. I love that. The villains.
Yep, they're gonna there might be some figures falling.
Well, if you don't want to get him, don't get him.
Oh, he's stuck on I forget. I put this little museum putty on their feet
so they don't fall
off the shelves. No, so he's on there. He's not going anywhere.
I do that with stuff like Chrome Dome over here. He doesn't stand up very well on his own, so I put that on his feet.
Yeah, and I was like trying to, I'm like, why won't he come off the shelf? I'm like, oh yeah,
Spider Hulk. That's a good idea. Yeah, I definitely think we'll see a Spider Hulk at some point. My list isn't nearly as diverse as Prime. Prime's clearly done a bit more research.
Spidey stuff.
I was going to say Madam Web because of the movie. I definitely think we'll see some Spider-Verse style figures like, Cassandra Webb. And then I think who's Sydney Sweeney planning? I can't remember the name. I want to say Black Cat, but that's not it. I can't remember. Whoever all those girls are playing in the movie, I think we'll see more figures of that.
Give us figures.
And then,
we'll get like a Madam Web would be really cool.
If they do recast Kang, because if you guys have heard, unfortunately, Jonathan Majors got in trouble, pretty big trouble. Yeah. And he will not be playing Kang anymore. If they recast him, I think we'll see the new version of Kang. Those are pretty easy guesses.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't do Legends as much. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
You know, and that, that Deadpool from the two-pack with the Hydra Bob, if they were to use that same buck, but then give him like the movie outfit, that'd be cool. That'd be a hot seller right there. Because we're gonna
be a great
Deadpool 3 coming out. We're gonna get a bunch of MCU stuff.
Yeah. Probably see more Deadpool stuff.
You'll get Hugh Jackman in the blue and yellow outfit. That'd be cool.
Yeah. When's the last time they did like an X-23? You know, maybe we'll see more of that.
It's been a good minute. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't wonder if she's going to be in the movie or not. That would be crazy. What do you want to do? Like one more toy line for some?
Yeah, we can do. I had NECA on my
list. NECA. That's what I was thinking too. So we'll do NECA. Yeah. What do you think is going to be coming from NECA?
I have no idea because all I feel like they've been doing is just TMNT stuff. So I'm like,
yeah,
I love TMNT, but I'm like,
I'm trying to think outside of the box. Yeah.
Yeah. So one request from NECA, give us some. And they used to do a lot of this. Like I used to love it when they would do like Reservoir Dogs. Like we need new Reservoir Dog figures, but then give us some Pulp Fiction figures. Like I would love some Pulp Fiction figures.
Pulp Fiction would be cool. I think McFarlane did Pulp Fiction a while ago. Maybe it was NECA. They came with some cool accessories and stuff. And I think I got into collecting a bit too late to get those because I always found them, but they were like either not complete or something was wrong. So that would be cool to see some more Pulp Fiction. I would love to see a Dead Space Isaac Clarke figure.
Nice.
I'm a huge fan of the game. And I think only Figma has done a new Isaac Clarke. NECA, I think, did one like a long time ago. But man, I would love to see a new Dead Space Isaac Clarke. I'd be all over that. And then they've been doing a lot of like retro reboots. I would think it would be really cool to see NECA do like an Exo Squad kind of reboot, you know?
With yes, that'd be awesome.
They haven't really done mechs before, so I don't know if that would really work too well, but it would be cool to see ExoSquad, because I used to have a lot of the ExoSquad mechs. I love that stuff. And they've been doing a lot of the Remco, like the Remco Monsterizer.
I'm surprised you don't have to Joy Toy then.
Is now. Yeah, I know. I know. Seriously. I think I just got out of mechs after I stopped collecting ExoSquad when I was young.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be awesome. And then like I was talking about Remco Monsterizer. They've been doing like a lot of recreations of older stuff. So Remco did wrestling action figures. That was one of their big things. So maybe they'll start getting into that. I don't know. There's a lot of wrestling figure companies, but that's one of my thoughts. And then diorama sets. I think we're going to see more diorama sets from NECA, not just TMNT related, but like maybe we'll see, well, they already kind of did a RoboCop one, but just stuff like more dioramas. I think in general is something that's going to be a theme. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. What are your 2024 predictions, either from Mezco or Legends or NECA, or maybe one of the companies we didn't mention? You know, what do you guys want to see, or what are you hoping that they create? Let us know in the comments. When you're hitting that like button, leave us a comment and let us know. A little bit longer episode this time, but we'll get through our plastic confessions. So what do you got for confessions? I guess, what do you want to talk about? That's a confession.
A ton of Ross Halls, and you guys have seen most of them. But the latest thing that just came in is this Hiss pack with the Hiss Infantry, Hiss Range Viper, and the Cobra Hiss Officer, which I jumped on it because I wanted to get that Range Viper. I knew that when you picked up that Range Viper, you freaking loved it. And I was like, man, this is going to be my only chance to get that Range Viper. And then once I started seeing the color scheme, I totally fell in love with it, like the red and black. So that kind of like, I had jumped on this, I think, right after you told me you got the Range Viper. So this came in just yesterday. I'm super stoked about it. And it, really it kind of encouraged me to pick up more Joes. I got some similar color scheme, Crimson Joes from the Walmart sale. These were only like 11 bucks. So I picked up a couple of these.
That would be a good ad.
Again, just following that color scheme. And then that kind of, now that I have all the pieces complete, I can work on customizing those Duke bikes to match them. That was my whole game plan.
Nice.
And then, you know,
that'd be a sweet team.
I took advantage of a couple of sales from Target. And I think we talked about some on the live, but I got the Dreadnought Buzzer. That was $9.
$9. That's pretty cool. That's insane.
And then I got the Masters of the Universe Slush Head for like $9.
Nice.
So $9 each, right? And then I had $9 in Target points. So I got like buy one, get one free.
Oh, even better deal then. Jeez.
Yeah. It was $12 for both of them.
Yeah, I think Prime wins on most deal. He's like end-of-year deal hunter extraordinaire.
This was missing in my collection for a while. So shout out to Lord Bev. Hooked me up with the Dark Side. I picked him up. He had a killer deal on him.
Yeah, he had that for a great price.
Too good to pass up. And it's so funny because when I posted that I got it, I forgot who, but someone's like, oh, you son of a, you got lucky. You snagged them. I was about to buy them. And I'm like, sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Sorry. Can't be a sleeper on deals like that. You got to grab it when you can.
Right after that, took advantage of BBTS Cyber Sale and I picked up this NECA Slash that I had been eyeballing. This was
nice.
A good deal too. It's like $18.
Oh, I love the comic version Slash. Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. He's really cool.
And then good gets, last is another Mezco, $50 for good old Psyche, good old Scotty.
$50 for a Mezco is just a killer deal. Cloth goods,
$50. He comes with the killer head sculpt. It's the glasses, and that's really what tempted me, was because he's the PX version, and then the regular version, the Jim Lee inspired one, doesn't come with a regular just shaded with the shades Cyclops head. So that's what I really wanted. I wanted one without the visor, and this guy comes with it. So I remember when they first announced it, I was like, damn, I don't want to get both. But $50, I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, $50 for Mezco is just, I saw a lot of those deals on BBTS, and they're killer deals.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, solid haul. That's a good Christmas haul.
Pretty much it. Yeah. And then, a bunch of like $399, $599 stuff here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have nearly as much. One of them I don't even have in front of me, but if you guys saw the live, I kind of partook on some of those deals as well. I got the Outback and then the Croc and Fiona. So very happy to find those. I want to see if I can get anything else, but I haven't had any luck yet. So I'll have to check again. And then Gotham by Gaslight Batman, which you guys probably know. I already got it by now. I posted some photos of it. But if I had to amend my 2023 list for one figure, it'd probably be this one. I would sneak this in there because he's a killer figure.
I finally got shipping notice yesterday.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, have you heard anything yet? Like any movement at all?
Paid for since October. Finally shipped. I got shipping notice yesterday. It should get here next week. Like right before the year ends.
It'll squeeze in right in 2023.
Yeah.
All right. Nasty Nate's dirty trick. I don't really have a trick for you guys this week. It's just take time off. Enjoy relax the holidays with your families. Yes, relax, get loose. Take some time away from Instagram. Enjoy your this time of year is like one of those times of year that everyone's looking forward to. Can't wait until the end of the year because you usually get time off, you get to see more family. Mm-hmm. But we're all so tied up in the figure game that we forget to stop and appreciate it. And then 2024 starts and the rat race starts all over again. So you got to make sure you take time to sit back, relax, get loose, appreciate the holidays, enjoy your family, enjoy your collections. Like we're talking about all that new stuff you've acquired, open it up, play with it, you know, mess with it, have fun. So that's my dirty trick, is just not to focus on Instagram or photos. And if you want to do photos, maybe that's how you enjoy your time, but do it for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else.
Nice.
Figure aficionado. Don't have it prepared. Give me just one moment and I will pull him up. This is a guy that I recently kind of discovered. He reached out about my recent photo and he liked it. And, I've seen his work, but I don't think I ever was following him. So I figured it would be a good time to show him off on the figure booth. Talking about not a bird, not a plane, photography. His name is Sully. Really nice guy. Does a lot of action figure photography. This is one of my favorite photos that he's done recently. That's awesome. Is Batman with Supes in the, I think it's called the Prawn. The Grogu Prawn or whatever. But kind of like a Star Wars style shot. He does a lot of different stuff. He's done a lot of festive photos. This Woody doing a snow angel. This cool photo that he did of like the ghosts of Christmas past. He used the Pepper's Ghost technique that we were
Pepper's Ghost.
We were seeing from Work More
I
or
still
Less.
Want to try that from
It's such a cool technique. I love how you showed the BTS too. Does a lot of
good old Pepper's Ghost.
Yeah, like this kind of festive shot with the third party Ninja Turtle Gomez shot, which I think might have got featured on Gomez's page. Just he's been very festive with his work. You can see he did this Gotham by Gaslight shot. You're doing great work, Sully. I wanted to make sure they recognized you. If you guys are listening and you don't follow him, please give him a follow. Appreciate his work. He's definitely grinding out there, and he seems like he's a big supporter of the community too. So go give him a follow. Not a bird, not a plane photography. Keep it up, man.
What a cool name.
I like it. He's definitely a Superman fan.
Yeah. And that's inspiring because hopefully for 2024, we can get to start sending these out.
Ooh. Oh, is that a toaster? A figure booth toaster.
Look at that. Figure booth toaster.
I love it.
We're just trying to figure out.
Trying to figure out the figure booth
toaster. The Toddy Mac, the silver edition, the platinum edition. Or do you want the regular
the artist
edition?
Yeah.
Toddy Mac edition or?
I like the regular myself. But you guys let us know. What do you think? Do you like the chrome on black or do you like the black on chrome,
or do you want chrome on
or do you just want chrome on chrome?
I like the black with the chrome top.
I do like that one. I like them all. They all look good.
Maybe we'll send up some blank ones. You guys can, but yeah, that hopefully was to come for 2024. Some toasters for either our guest when we do like, you know, fun contests. When you guys help us get to at least 1,000, when we do lives, I don't know, like, you know, it'll just, I think it'll be a fun gift to give out to those that have been supporting us, something to take on to cons, you know, hand out. Yeah. So again, big, hopefully big things for us for 2024.
Definitely. Yeah, and we just want to, you know, take a moment to make sure that we appreciate all of our fans, that have been, that stuck with us this year and have constantly, you know, show up and give you guys, you know, give us our, the support. We really do appreciate all of you. Hopefully that will continue in 2024 and even get bigger. Yeah. So if you haven't shared this, if you know somebody that's not listening to us, go shove them and tell them, hey, you're missing out on the figure booth. You should go check out these guys. We would appreciate it. If you're listening and you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the Figure Booth on YouTube. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live. If you're still listening and you haven't done it already, please hit that like button. It's a small gesture, goes a long way. And like we talked about, let us know your figure predictions below or what's one of your resolutions for 2024. Maybe we'll talk about it on our next live and share with the rest of the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say for the end of the year, Prime?
No, it's been an interesting year, a lot of surprises, and hopefully 2024 continues to help us build that momentum that, you know, we reach new plateaus and hopefully take this channel to a whole nother level, and you guys can join us on that journey.
Definitely. Thank you guys for listening. Happy New Year and happy holidays to all of you, and we'll see you guys in 2024.
See you next year, guys. Peace.